第三个分题。
We would like to share with us with you today the third sub theme for the message here, striving towards the goal.
请大家打开我们讲义手册的第十五页。
On page 15, in the book there.
那就是追求国度。
And to strive after the kingdom.
请我们打开腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 20.
就在这一章圣经的里面，他讲到三种不同的人生态度。
In chapter 3, it talks about three attitudes of life.
也可以说三种的不同的 lifestyle.
Three lifestyles of people.
麻烦把那个投影片打开一下。这个是我们手册上没有印出来的，这是给各位加一点材料。这一章圣经里面，保罗提到有三种的人生的情况。
Paul talks about three different kinds of lifestyles.
第一种呢，是第四节到第六节所说的。
From verse 4 to verse 6, Paul talks about one kind of person.
其实就是保罗他自己从前的人生态度。
This is actually the style that Paul had before he became a believer.
也是他相当曾经自己引以为荣的。
And he thought that this was his privilege. He was very proud of it.
这一种的人生态度也代表了很多古今中外的所谓追求良善的人的人生态度。
And this is the same kind of lifestyle that a lot of people have sought after righteousness, and they think that that's what they have to be proud about.
我们来看看经文第四节到第六节。
From verse 4 to verse 6,
保罗说：“其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我就更可以靠着了。”我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。
Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as the Lord, a Pharisee.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
As to zeal, persecutor of the church, as to righteousness which is in the law found blameless.
律法上无可指责的。
That is to say, blameless in the law.
单单这句话，就是许多人所梦寐以求。
A lot of people feel that they are like this.
等于我们中国人说的凡事都凭良心的，却不管那个良心的颜色不知道红的还是黑的。这一种的人生是常常靠自己的肉体来夸口的。这个肉体的意思含义就是他那个原来的人
Bragging according to his flesh, that is his original person.
请问，没有信耶稣的人中间有没有好人
？Among those who are not believers, are there good people like this?
所以，也有的人说，你还叫我信耶稣？你看看你们那基督徒，有的比我还差得远呢。
And so when you talk to these people about believing in Jesus Christ, they say, "Well, look at me and look at the other people. I am much better than some of your Christians."
读书的时候常常荡掉。做生意的时候常常赔本这个人际关系处的也不那么好啊。你们信耶稣的人也不见得比我们好，你还要我信耶稣，将来上天堂还要跟这种人住一起，我才不去了。
He says, some of you Christians, can you do well in school and work, why should you talk to me about that so that I have to stay live in heaven with them?
我们必须承认，如果纯粹以道德或者律法的眼光说，的确，社会上还没有信主的人中，仍然是 有一些的好人存在。
If you just go by law and morals, indeed there are people who are like this and who seem to be better.
保罗自己以前就是这样的。
And Paul was like this before.
但是他怎么说呢？
But Paul, what did he say?
你看第七节。
In verse 7 he says,
只是我先前以为若有益处的。
But whatever things were gained to me before.
也就是我以前自以为义、自以为荣的、可以夸口的那种人生。我现在都当作有损的了。
I now consider to be lost.
甚至当作粪土了。
Indeed, I consider as rubbish.
我讲的对不对？不对，差三个字。
There's something wrong with it.
我现在因基督都当作有损的。
I miss the phrase there for the sake of Christ.
不要误会。
Don't misunderstand.
基督不是反道德。
It's not that Christ is against morals.
反律法。
Against the law.
基督乃是超道德，乃是超律法。
But Christ is beyond the law, beyond morals.
有基督徒说，我们基督徒讲生命不讲是非的。你听这种话多属灵啊！但是所讲的生命比是非水准还要低，简直是是非不变的。那这种的属灵是属一个圈儿啊，属这个灵啊。
This kind of spirituality is not true spirituality. Sometimes it's worse when we think that the other minor issues, other issues are not important.
Oh, 感谢主，保罗自从心眼被打开，看到基督那个荣耀的美丽，那个美丽的荣耀的时候，一切人为的良善都黯然失色了。
When Paul began to see what the glorious glory really is, then he began to understand that all the other things were hidden in contrast.
因为人间的好或者善只不过是相对的。
Because what is good among men is just relative.
也是短暂的。
And it's also temporal.
也是有条件的。
And it's also conditional.
也是经不起考验的。
And cannot be subjected to testing.
你看过好人大大的生气吗？你看见人间的爱而变成恨而杀人吗？你看见亲生的父母疼爱儿子，可是到有一天会虐待自己的儿女吗？人间的善，人间的好，只不过是，是都是经不起考验的。
Goodness cannot be subjected to true testing.
唯有基督的善，基督的美是绝对的，是经得起时间的考验。
It's only God's goodness that is true and can be subjected to trials.
所以这一种的人生，保罗在对比之下，他就放弃了。
And so Paul, in the contrast, in relative comparison, he then puts this all aside.
那么保罗成为一个更坏的人吗？
So did Paul become a worse person?
不是，乃是成为一个比好还要加上一层的人。
And he became a person who was even better than good.
成为一个属神的人。
Was a person that is of the Lord.
成为一个充满基督的人。
A person who was full of Christ.
是，就是就如我们已经讲过，他或活或就是说他无论是生是死都让基督在他身上显大的人。而且是照常的显大。
And, he would still, be, glorified.
经常的显出了神的美德。
Always, showing the goodness of the Lord.
圣灵的果子。
And showing the, fruits of the spirit, fruit of the spirit.
在座如果还有慕道的朋友，希望以上的话给你一点思想的材料。
I hope that these words will give you some food for thought.
基督教不是劝人为善。
Christianity is not to encourage you to be good.
基督教乃是带人得到这位良善的主。
But Christianity should help us, guide us to the giver of the good.
我是你们看我讲员简介知道我是台湾台北师大的前身师范学院毕业的。
And you will see in my curriculum vitae that I was graduated from the previous foreigner of the teachers college of Taipei.
这里有校友吗？有吗？
Any graduates from the program alumni?
有，谢谢。你们还记不记得我们的校训是什么？
You remember the motto of the school?
忘了。我们的大门口一进来，那个办公大楼上面有一个牌子，记不记得？
You remember the big motto at the door entrance to the school?
大学之道，在明明德，在心明，在什么？止于至善。我们的校训是止于至善 ，up to the goodness。止于至善，谢谢。
OK, live an act to goodness.
但是我们古人到今天也没有给我们一个答案，说何为善。
But yet, the ancestors have not given us the answer to goodness.
所以大家要做善人，做好人。可是什么是善呢？
We want to be good. We want to strive after goodness. But where truly, what is goodness?
你碰到强盗，他把你什么都抢掉了，然后把身份证还你。他说：“哎，我有良心啊。”
Robert will come to you and he would take everything from you, and then he gives back your identification card. And he says, "I have goodness."
所以，这一种所谓善的人生标准是不够神的旨意的。
And so this goodness, according to man's definition of goodness, is not up to God's definition.
而且各种文化当中的善的水标准又很不一样的。
And all different kinds of civilizations and cultures, they have different levels of goodness.
就以美国这一个国家来说，有的地方可以坠胎，有的地方不可以，有的地方离婚很容易，有的地方离婚比较麻烦一点。到底谁对啊？
So if you look at the laws of this country, you'll see that the laws of abortion are very varied. The laws of divorce are very varied. What is the true definition?
所以，这不是保罗所推荐的人生观。
And this is not what Paul has advocated as a lifestyle.
那么，另外一种的人生观是记在十八跟十九节。
And in verse 18 and verse 19, it talks about another kind of lifestyle.
我们来看一下经文。
Let's look at this part of the chapter here.
保罗说，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
And he says here, many of you walk, and I want to tell you that these are enemies of the cross of Christ.
我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦啊。
I often have told you, and now even tell you weeping, that their end is destruction.
这一种的人有三个特点。
And there are three characteristics of this type of person.
第一，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。
And first is their God is their appetite.
成天就是要吃。
They want to eat all the time.
他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And they, whose glory is their shame. Number two.
荣辱不会分辨。
They cannot distinguish between glory and shame.
专以地上的事为念。
And they, number three, set their minds on earthly things.
他们是驼背的。
And they are escaping.
他们是属
escapist attitude.
属灵的驼背。
驼背 oh, I'm sorry. Hunchback. Yeah, they are hunchbacks of spiritually.
因为他一驼背的人眼睛只能看地的，对不对？
Because as a hunchback, they would only be able to look at the ground.
你记得主耶稣曾经医治过一个十八年驼背的女人，她的腰一点都直不起来。那驼背的人，她眼睛往哪里看？她只能往地上看。
Remember, Jesus healed a woman who was a hunchback, was stooped, and her eyesight was always on the ground.
哦，亲爱的各位，我们的人生怎么样
？Dear brothers and sisters, what is our lifestyle, our attitude in life?
我们所有的努力、所有的经营、所有的打算、所有的积蓄，是不是都专门以地上今生的事为念呢？
Our life plans, our life investment, our life decisions, are they just looking at this earth?
没有想到他们的结局乃是沉沦，乃是灭亡。
And their end is destruction.
保罗告诉我们说，他屡次都讲过，现在他又流泪的讲到这样的人 太可怜了。
He says, I have told you, Paul said, I have told you many times, and now tell you even weeping about this.
他们的神，你跟他讲神，你不用讲，你请他吃饭，他就来了。
You talk to them about God, you don't have to just mention, just invite them for dinner, they will come.
我记得焦牧师曾经说，我们中华民族最大的一个文化特色就是吃。
Remember, Reverend Zhao once said that indeed our greatest civilization in Chinese culture is eating.
要做朋友也是吃，要吵架也是吃。
To be a friend, we invite for dinner. To argue, we invite for dinner.
吃没有什么不对哈，人活着不是单靠神的话，也是靠食物，对不对？
Is it true that man lives not by just by the word of God, but by also by bread?
但是这个吃包括了所有肉体的情欲、肉体的享受，把这个当作神，那就完了。
But if this includes all kinds of sensual desires, food and other physical pleasures, then this is really terrible.
Oh, 这个世界越来越变成以肉体的情欲为满足的人生。
And so this life has become a satisfaction of sensual desires.
声色犬马、酒色财气，哎呀，这些东西到最后也不过就是沉沦，就是灭亡而已。
All kinds of desires, sensual, physical, and so on, that this is just the end to go into destruction.
把最羞辱的事情当作最荣耀。
And we take the most shameful things that we consider glorious.
我们都晓得在监狱里头有一些被关进去的人以自己被进监牢多少次数多的当老大。
And those people who are in jail, the person who has been in jail the most time, he considers himself as a top person in the jail.
身上的刀疤枪痕多的就是老大。
And the person who has the most scars on his body, the wounds, bullet wounds on his body, he considers himself as number one.
那些电影明星就以敢脱的、敢大胆的就为号召。
And movie stars who are able to strip and who are able to expose themselves, they consider themselves as the most bold and the number one.
这个世界已经没有什么叫做荣耀，什么叫做羞辱，这种价值观、道德观已经混乱到一塌糊涂。
And so in this world, there is no definition of glory and shame, and all this is just mixed up, and it's just all confusion.
这一种的人生没有别的结局，只有地狱。
This kind of lifestyle, this kind of life attitude has no other end except destruction.
这一种的人生真是值得我们为他流泪。
And so certainly we should be weeping for this lifestyle.
我们以前是不是也曾经是这样呢？
Were we like this before?
我们好万幸蒙主救回来了。
We are thankful that God has saved us from this.
那我们要不要关心还有好多还在这种人生里面打滚的亲戚、朋友、家人、同学等等？
And we really need to be concerned about those of our friends, our relatives, and all those who are rolling in this mud.
你看见前面一种叫好人，后面一种叫坏人，这都不是神定规人应当活着的一种态度。
The first aspect of lifestyle, we say they are good people. The second aspect we just mentioned would be the bad people, quote unquote.
那我们是什么样的人生呢？
And so what kind of lifestyle should we have?
保罗说的。
And Paul says,
以主为标杆。
And that is so that we have the Lord as the goal.
以天国降临来等候。
And to wait until the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
以主为标杆等天国降临的基督人，就是应该我们成为我们的人生态度。
These are Christ people who have the goal as Christ and waiting for the kingdom of heaven. This should be our lifestyle.
我不知道为什么从前翻圣经的人，不管你什么他都加个徒字，好像是徒弟啊，或者是很突然啊，是什么意思啊？信徒、门徒、基督徒、使徒、圣徒，全部都用这个徒字，好像是是引用别的宗教的一种说法。
If we look at the Chinese translation, there's often at the end of all these words, a 徒 meaning disciple or something of that nature as a suffix.
希望我们不要做糊涂就好。
I hope we can. We'll not be confused by this.
其实 ，Christian 这个字 大家都晓得 Christ 加上 I-A-N， 后面这个 I-A-N 就是人的意思。
And when we look at the word Christian, I-A-N, the N there denotes a person.
好像 India, Indian, 和 Canada, Canada, Canadian, 好像都是这样。
Like a Canada, Canadian, India, Indian.
我们就是基督人啊。
And so we are Christ's person.
什么叫基督人呢？
And what is a Christ person?
水加上茶变茶水。
We add tea to water, it is tea water.
好，讲一个比较接近英文的，我水加上冰叫冰水。
Okay, we add ice to water, so it's ice water.
Yeah, 这个比较像英文哈。
比较直白。
Okay, 人加上鬼变成什么？
If a human being added to, with Satan, what does it become?
哇，然后表现出来很喜欢赌钱的叫赌鬼，很好色的叫色鬼，很喜欢酗酒的叫酒鬼。
In Chinese, we call this a gambling devil, a drunk devil, or something like that.
Yeah, 还有小气鬼，还有贪吃鬼，还有懒鬼，and so on.
And we will talk about other ways, other devils, gambling devil, etc., greed devil, etc.
感谢主，现在主把我们救回来。
And we thank the Lord that He has saved us back.
把撒旦的成分把它过滤出去。
And so the Satan's aspect is driven out.
让基督的生命进来。
And so Christ's life comes in.
人加上基督变成什么？
And man with Christ in it, in him.
基督人。
So it becomes Christ's person.
大家一起说，基督人。
Christ's person.
我喜欢做基督人，比较不喜欢做基督徒。你呢？
Much prefer to be a Christ person than a Christian religion person.
基督徒有的人做来做去很突然哦。
Some people are Christians and they are kind of wishy-washy.
有的人做来做去变得糊里糊涂。
They're very confused with their lives.
Yeah, 基督人就是以基督为他的标杆。以基督为他的生命，以基督为他的满足，也以基督为他的荣耀。
As a Christ person has Christ as his goal, Christ as his life, Christ as his filling his life and in his lifestyle.
我活着就是基督，我死了就是什么？大家记得吗
？I live to Christ and
gain 赚了。
And when I die, it's gain.
希望今天你回去的时候，你感觉到你赚了。
And we want you to trust that when you go back, you will know that that is gain.
像我们领唱的弟兄所说的一样，哇，他回去告诉太太说，这几天我赚了，啊，你跑到 Las Vegas 去了。
So our song leader should go home and tell his wife that I've earned a lot at the retreat, like Las Vegas or something.
Yeah, 我们这几天哈，至少哈这两三天比较属灵一点，有没有？
I hope that you have become a little bit more spiritual these few days.
大概你一年呢，在活在主面前的时间还没有这两三天多吧？会不会？
Maybe the last year has not been as spiritual as these last days.
从早到晚，那么多的聚会，唱那么多的诗，祷那么多的告，听那么多的道，哇，简直是太丰富了。我们这几天活着就是基督，我们散会就赚了。
These 2 days with lots of service, a lot of prayer meetings, a lot of singing, and all together we have just lived a more spiritual life compacted together, and you have gained.
这是基督化的人生观。
And this is Christ's word of lifestyle.
好。
Christ's lifestyle.
从这里我们看到这一种的人生观，它有一个追求呢，就是第二十节和二十一节所说的。
In verse 20 and verse 21, there is a seeking after.
我们一起来读一读好不好？
Let's read it together.
腓立比书第三章二十和二十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
我们先用中文读一遍，等一会儿请曾长老带大家用英文再读一遍。
Chinese and English.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那叫能叫万有归乎自己的大能，将我们的这卑贱的身体改变形状， 和他自己荣耀的身体相似。英文。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory, by the exertion of the power that He has, even to subject all things to Himself.
请特别注意的就是，这里有一个词叫“天上的国民”。
It talks about here a citizenship which is in heaven.
我查过这个“国民”这个词是非常奇妙的一个词。
This phrase, this word, citizenship is a very interesting one.
这个词在希腊原文里面，在新约圣经只有在这里用过这么一次。
In the Greek, this is the only time in the entire New Testament that it uses this word.
而且这个词它的意义，它这个字原来的意义不是国民，不是 citizen.
And the original word is not exactly citizenship.
很奇怪的，这个字是什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of this word?
我顺便向各位推荐这两本书。我想可能董弟兄董太太他们没有在代卖，但是你们如果喜欢 order， 可以透过书房去 order， 可以在美国加州 order 到，也可以到香港去 order 到。这两本是一套的。
And these two are one set. You can order them from California or from Hong Kong or from the bookstore here.
这个叫原文的编号的新约全书。
This is the New Testament that is in its original text.
它就是说有先有这个中英文对照。
First, they have English Chinese versions.
然后呢，就有圣经字典。
And then they have a Bible dictionary.
那你怎么找到这个字典呢？
And how do you look at the dictionary?
这个中文圣经的每一个字下面有一个号码的。
There's a number below each of these words.
你按照这个号码到后面就找到这个字了。
And at the end of the book, you will find the word.
然后他会告诉你这个字，希腊文读音应该怎么读。
And it'll talk about how it's pronounced in Greek.
然后用英文直译的话应该是什么字。
And what is the word in English to be translated?
然后我们中文圣经是怎么翻译的。
And the Chinese translation, what is the word?
然后全部新约一共用了几次。
And how many times in the New Testament has it been used?
然后告诉你文法上的词性是形容词是动词名词。
And it talks about the grammar of the word.
然后他告诉你按照一些最伟大的一些圣经学者他们怎么样翻这个字。
And then it talks about all the theologians and how they have translated this word.
这本书的编者有两位。
And there are two editors of this book.
一位是我的40年前的同工，姓马的马弟兄 Paul.
Paul Ma, one of them is 40 years ago, my colleague.
还有一位弟兄姓封，姓封的封。
This is another person is Feng.
他是以前从香港到台湾来念台大医学院的时候，我是他的辅导的。
And I was his counselor when he came to the Taipei University to study medicine from Hong Kong.
后来他不务正业，他去传道去了。
then he left his profession and went to preach the gospel.
他们两位都是可以说陶醉，或者说迷恋在读圣经里面的。
And these two people are really thoroughly versed in the word.
他们有很好的合作，就做出这么一大这种非常方便又有用的工具书 tool book.
And this is really a very practical good reference book.
然后这本最后嘛，还有这个 concordance， 就是这一个字在新约中出现了20次的话，这20次在什么地方，他都告诉你圣经章节。
And then it talks about and that's concordance at the end that tells you where it is in the Bible that is mentioned.
但是呢，后来发现他告诉你章节还不够，因为中文圣经有的时候他翻译了，就翻译到别的一个词，改头换面，你找不到，不知道是哪一个词了。
But sometimes in the Chinese translation, it may be translated another word, and so you can't even find the words.
所以他们又出了一本，就是把 concordance 里面这些圣经章节的经文也给你登出来了。
And here now in this book, there's a companion volume that lists out the entire phrase.
而这一个原文字所翻译出来的中文呢，它就打上了这个黑影。
And then it uses a different emphasis to highlight all the Chinese characters here.
这样不管他改头换面到什么，你都可以找得到它的原籍何在。
And so you can cross-reference and look at the original words.
我自从他们出版了这个送给我以后，我这几年都在用，对我的讲道，对我的读经很大的帮助。
And these last few years I've been given this book and I've been able to use it. Really, it's been very, very helpful for my sermons.
这两本是一套的。
And they are companion books.
如果在台湾买的话呢，两本大概1500块台币可以了。
In Taipei, it would be about 1,500 Taiwan dollars.
以前在美国卖的时候，刚出版的时候，这样一本$30。
It used to be $30 US for one of these books.
现在多少我不太清楚。
I really don't know what the price is now.
我非常鼓励你们用这样的工具书来自己读圣经。
I really like to encourage you to read the Bible in this way.
尤其是你喜欢讲研究圣经，或者是你富有用神的话教导别人的人，更应该有这样的工具书来帮助你。
As you're studying the Bible, as you're using the word to teach others, to use it as an assistance, is very, very helpful.
哦，等一下可以放在前面，这上面有通信，有这个地址或者是电话号码，你们可以自己去 order 也可以，或者透过我们书房来 order 也可以。
You can order through the bookstore or get the addresses directly from the books here.
请别误会，他们这些编者虽然是我的朋友，可是他们不知道我会到这里来做广告，所以我一毛钱广告费都收不到。
I don't have any commission from selling these books, by the way.
从这一本这个圣经字典的里面，我发现这个字非常的奇妙。
I find from the dictionary that this particular word is very marvelous.
我昨天已经讲过，它每个字都有个号码的。
And every word, as I said, there is a number there.
而这个号码是根据Dr. James Strong 的 Concordance 所编的。
And these numbers are after James Strong's Concordance.
这个号码是4175。
And so this number is 4175.
它原文的读音是 polytoma.
And this original word is polytoma.
这个意思是什么呢？
And what does it mean?
第一，是一个 realm 的意思。
And first, it's a realm.
就是一个境界。
A realm.
我们是天上的国民，意思就是说，我们是属天，活在属天的境界里面的一些人。
That is to say, we are in a heavenly realm.
你看，我们这样相聚的时候，我们人还在Ohio州，在美国，可是我们感觉到的，我们的气氛是属天的、属灵的，对不对？
Even though we're here physically in Ohio, in this place together, it's as if we have a heavenly realm. We feel the spiritual atmosphere here.
那么，我这一本这个中英对照的英文版呢，是所谓的最古老的英皇钦定本，就是 King James Version.
In my Bible, here the English translation is the oldest translation, the King James Version.
又称为 Authorized Version.
This is also known as the Authorized Version.
那是1611年定成的。
In 1611, this was compiled.
所以你知道是非常古老的一种英文。
And so it's an old kind of English.
它用一个字是什么呢？
What kind of word does it use?
居然用 conversation 这个字。
It uses the word conversation.
哎呀，我起先看了真是觉得丈二和尚摸不到头脑了，简直这个有什么亲戚关系啊？这个天上的国民怎么会变成天上的谈话呢？
So at first when I thought about it, how can the citizenship in heaven become like a conversation?
后来我忽然想到，哎呀，这个可能是古文呢，英文的古文呢，所以我就去查考 Webster Dictionary.
And I thought, well, this must be some kind of old English. And so when I looked at the Webster's Dictionary,
哎，我找到了。
So I found it.
他说啊，原来啊 ，conversation 这个字啊，在古代的英文当中，包括言语，也包括行为。
And in the old English, this means a conversation means both language and life, living.
哎，所以呢，也等于我们现在所说的言行举止，也就是我们的生活了。
And that indeed it is our living, it is our whole intercourse and dealing with other people, both in language and in our actions.
我这样的解释一下，你会听了觉得很烦呢。哎呦，你们这些神学教授就是喜欢搞这些鸡毛蒜皮的东西。
How is it sometimes you might say, and you might sit there and think, oh, well, you theologians just like to play with these words.
但是你试试看，你多花一点时间，找到好的工具书，好像挖金矿一样，挖煤矿一样，挖石油一样。你到你后住在加州的人，每个人都想到后院子挖一挖，说不定挖到石油，他就发财了。
Many of you are living out west. You might think that you go to your backyard and you can dig up some gold or oil or coal or something, and you have become very wealthy. Same thing as here, when you study the Bible, you dig into it, and there's a lot of gold there.
所以第一要找到好用的工具书。
And first, you have to find a very good tool to help you.
读圣经不要先靠，不要先看参考书 commentaries.
When you read the Bible, you shouldn't first read the commentary.
要先用工具书。
First, use the tools.
Commentary 是别人读经的亮光给你的意见。
Because the commentary is the result of what other people have read and their interpretation.
这样使你会懒惰。
And you will become very lazy with this approach.
好像你游泳永远用个救生圈，你永远学不会。
It's like going to swim, and all you're using is the life circle, the life ring.And you'll never learn how to swim this way.
你用工具书，你就会得到一种很大的快乐，就是你自己挖出来的那个宝啊，那是最好、最宝的宝了。
The great joy is when you yourself go digging, and you find this great treasure.
哦，现在有的人在后院子种菜，你第一次吃到你自己种出来的菜，会不会特别甜、特别香，对不对啊？
When you plant your own plants in your own backyard, and when your first plants come out and eat it, isn't that so fresh and so wonderful?
但是在我这本这个圣经字典里，它还有一个意思，我觉得更好的。
There's another meaning in my Bible dictionary that's even better.
就是 community.
And that is a community.
哎，我们住在美国的中国人最明白这一点了。
I think those Chinese who are living in America can most understand this.
我有好多年住在旧金山。
I lived in San Francisco for many years.
我的教会就在 Chinatown.
And my church was in Chinatown.
这北美洲最大的 Chinatown.
The largest Chinatown in North America.
你看，在美国有中国城。
And you know, see, when you think about it, to have Chinatown in America.
你到了那个 Chinatown, 就好像到了香港的金沙咀了。
When you go to a Chinatown, it seems like you're just in Hong Kong in 金沙咀。
啊，都是讲同话，叫同山，食同菜。松放松是吧
？And it's just like when you go to eating a Chinese dinner, a Chinese life there.
哎呀，连吵架起来都是中国方式吵架的。
Anyway, when people argue, it's a Chinese style of arguing.
这是一个 Chinese community.
It is a Chinese community.
也有日本城。
And then there's Japan Town.
哦，在纽约也有一个叫 Little Tokyo.
And then, 是不是 ？New York, there's a little Tokyo.
哦，还打架，还是日本打法的。
And then when they fight, they use Japanese style.
哦，现在也有 Spanish community.
And there's Spanish communities.
哦，还有 Mexican community, 还有 Puerto Rico community. 哦，美国真是个大民族的大熔炉啊
！This is really like a great melting pot.
你要想吃 kimchi 到哪里啊？到 Korean community, 对不对？
If you want to eat kimchi, where would you eat? You would go to Koreatown.
韩国泡菜呀、啊，要辣才辣得过瘾呢、啊。
You want the really hot stuff from the Korean dishes? You can eat there.
其实美国人不要生我们的气。老早以前，我们中国上海就有法租界、英租界、什么日租界一样的吗？不是。
Americans should not be upset at that because in the old days, even in Shanghai, you had the British territory, the American territory, the different kinds of territory within Japan.
我小的时候就住在上海法租界。
And at that time, I lived there. I was living in the French territory in Shanghai.
哎呀，明明是我们中国地方那个街名啊，都很长的，我们小家伙都不记得的。什么劳神富路、精神富路、拉菲德路，又是这基斯菲尔路，那个什么玩意儿？
So when I was living in Shanghai, I couldn't understand when I walked to the streets. So there are all these long names, Lafayette Street, and all these other French names.
不要忘了，我们这些人就是在地上的这个 heavenly community.
And so we are a heavenly community on the earth.
所以 我们周围的人看我们有点怪怪的，有没有？
And so the people around us may consider us a little bit odd.
哎，这些人怎么搞？从来不打麻将的。
Is how come these people they don't play mahjong?
这是我们的国粹啊。
This is a national pastime.
这些人怎么回事的？从来，好厉害、啊。这 FBI 的公司。哎，这些人讲话从来不讲三字经的。
How come these people they speak so civilly? They don't use a coarse language.
三字经晓得吗？晓得，不是人之初啊，不是、哦。他们叫说有国语，也有国骂。哎，这三字经就是国骂，这是一种我们代表我们民族的骂人的话。
So the coarse language we use to scold people can't translate it.
哎，这些中国人奇怪，他也不拜祖先的、哦。
And how come these Chinese people they don't worship their ancestors?
啊，等等，好，我们乃是天上的国民。
And we are indeed the heavenly people here.
不但是个国民的身份呢。
And not only do we have this community and the citizenship,
不单单是只有这个 citizenship, 现在我们中国人这是很不好意思，我们好不容易拿到这个 US citizenship, 天晓得我们有几个人喜欢过美国生活，你自己说好了。
Even if you obtain a US citizenship, ask yourself, do you really, really like this lifestyle here?
我们拿到 citizen, 我们没有 ship。我跟你讲，你看，我们还是喜欢喝稀饭啊，吃酱瓜、啊、豆腐乳啊，还是比 cheese 好吃一点，对不对啊？
When you become a citizen, you have your citizenship. Do you still eat congee or would you like French fries?
哎，我们有电锅啊，电煲啊，啊，电锅烧饭呢、啊，还是比他那个什么 potato 那种泥啊，搞得乱七八糟，比那好吃的多了。
Yeah, you still have your rice cooker. You prefer your rice cooker over mashed potatoes or something like that.
Hey, 我们这些人呢、啊，就是老中，没办法。
And so we the Chinese here are still 老中。
所以我们要讲天国的国民这个字，单单讲 citizenship 不够，我们一定要讲这是个 community, 这是个 realm, 而且。这里包括一种属天的 conversation, 一种属天的言语、行动、态度、生活、习惯、兴趣、
And so、
喜好等等。
Not just a citizenship, it is indeed the realm, it is a community, and it is a way we conduct our lives, our everyday conversation, as we deal with one another and all our lifestyle and all its aspects.
你知道为什么有的人做基督徒虽然受了洗了一直都不能 feel comfortable, 就说这个基督徒做的就是 好辛苦啊，好别扭啊。
How is it that some people are believers and then they become baptized and they become a Christian and they still seem to find it so difficult to live a Christian, to be a Christian?
因为第一，很可能他根本没有得到属天的生命，没有重生。
It could be that number one, they haven't really received that spiritual life. They have not been reborn again spiritually.
他只是入教罢了。
They have just entered into a new religion.
牧师不小心给他受了洗了，他有个受洗证罢了。
And so the pastor accidentally let them into the church and gave them a certificate that he could have.
或者呢，他也有重生了，但是他没有受过天国的国民教育。
Or maybe he was born again, but he has not received the citizenship training class of the heavenly citizen.
就像我们这些老中，有的人来到美国，从来不受美国教育，对美国的文化、法律观念、交通规则，甚至于语言文化，完全管他去的。我还是我的烧饼油条。
It's like a Chinese come to America refusing to learn the language, refusing to learn the culture, the background, the history, and all that of America, and you still want to eat your 油条.
所以住不了几年又想回去了。
And so they live here for a few years, and they can't stand it, so they leave and go back.
或者一年当中回去好几次。
Or they go back to home several times a year.
哎呀， 我们有些基督徒就是做了基督徒以后又很想回去。
Sometimes it's as if people become Christians and they still kind of want to go back.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的标杆是什么呢？
What is our goal?
我们的标杆是基督。
Our goal is Christ.
我们的标杆是完全。
Our goal is perfection.
我们的标杆也是国度。
And our goal is the kingdom.
我们是天国的国民。
We are the citizens of heaven.
我们今天先过习惯于天国的文化，国民教育。
We need to accept the citizenship training class of the heavenly kingdom.
你知道国民教育是义务教育。
We know that it is a volunteer citizenship class.
这个是 compulsory 的，是义务的，就说你一定要念的。你是个国民，就要受国民教育。你不受国民教育，你犯法的。
It's a non-voluntary system. You have to study it because you will be a citizen.
政府对百姓也有义务要免费提供这种教育的机会。
And the government has to provide this training for its citizens.
百姓也有这个义务，到了年龄，父母亲一定要送孩子上学校。
And the citizens of this country have to send their children to the schools to be educated.
我现在讲个名词，你听得懂吗？
Let me try a phrase.
有些人叫做天国的 barbarian， 你听懂吗？
Some people who are heavenly barbarians.
这是野蛮人，没受教育的。
They have not been educated.
他可能地上得了几个博士学位的。
They may have received several PhDs from the world.
但是他对天国的文化完全不懂。
But they are not familiar with any of the culture of heaven.
对天国的宪章和法律一窍不通。
They do not know the constitution and laws of the heavenly kingdom.
对天国的 lifestyle 完全不习惯。
They're not accustomed to the lifestyle of the heavenly kingdom.
但是非常不幸，不小心的又把他选成执事，或者是还做执事会主席。
Unfortunately, they have become a deacon or even the chairman of deacons.
哦，他感觉你们教会这一套完全不对，完全应该照着他自己在地上学的那一套，那么就天下大乱了。
And he then decides that this is different from what he's learned from the world, and so he decides to use the world system, and therefore it's all confusion.
所以我很恭敬地称呼这样的人叫天国的 barbarian.
So in a very respectful way, I would call these people heavenly barbarians.
哦，亲爱的各位弟兄姊妹，
and dear brothers and sisters,
你我要奔向标杆吗？
You and I want to go after this goal.
我们要好好地来做一个天国的国民。
We are to be a heavenly king, a citizen in a very fine way.
活在天国的 community 里面。
And to live in the heavenly community.
我们所想的。
And what we think.
所说的。
And what we say.
我们的言语、态度、行为。
And all we talk and say and live and our actions.
我们的兴趣、我们的喜好。
Our desires and our interests.
特别是我们的追求、我们的盼望。
What is our hope?
都是应该是。等候主的国度降临。
We are waiting for the kingdom of heaven to come.
就是保罗在这里所说的，我们乃是天上的国民，等候救主降临。
And like just like Paul says, we are a heavenly citizen, and we're waiting for the kingdom of heaven to come.
在我们讲义的第十五面，这里有讲到，这是一个祈求与追求的不同。
And so this is the difference between requesting and seeking.
我们。我在这里提到马太福音第六章。
In Matthew chapter 6,
主耶稣明明地说，你不要为吃什么穿什么来烦恼，因为那是外邦人所求的。
And so Jesus tells his people, you don't have to pray and seek after all these things because these are what all the Gentiles would be seeking after.
可是主耶稣在主导文里面又教我们一句，对不对？
But then in the Lord's Prayer, the Lord teaches us something too.
那是我们很熟悉的。
That's something we're very familiar with.
今日的饮食怎么样？
And what does it say?
求你赐给我。
Verse 11, give us our daily bread, he says.
哎，主耶稣，你怎么出尔反尔啊？你怎么教导的是相反的？到底要不要为吃的穿的来求呢？
And so you say, well, how come Jesus, maybe you're contradicting yourself? You just said that you don't have to worry about all these things about eating and living, and yet here you say, pray to give us our daily bread.
这里就讲到一个祈求和一个追求的两个求不一样的。
And so this kind of a prayer, this is a request kind of a prayer. It's different from the seeking after kind of a activity.
好，昨天是前天，有位姐妹问我，哎，请问一下，你说我们要多多祷告，主就和我们同在。哎，主不是老早已经与我们同在了吗？怎么还要祷告呢？
And some sister asked me the other day, she said to me, she said, why do we still have to pray that the Lord will be with us? Is the Lord already with us?
我说主与我们同在，这是事实。
I said, yes, the Lord indeed is with us.
你不求他也和你同在。
Even if we don't pray, the Lord will be with us.
好像妈妈看过孩子一样的。
Just like a mother looking after her child.
很少孩子找妈妈，多半的是妈妈找孩子的，对不对？
It's more common that the mother goes looking after, looking for her child, not the child looking for the mother.
但是主教导我们为今日的饮食来求，这是表明我们一种的态度。
And the Lord teaches us to pray for our daily bread, and that is to exhibit an attitude of prayer.
表明说我们仍然是所谓靠天吃饭。
And so that we should have the attitude that we are dependent on our Lord for our daily sustenance.
哦，你不要说这个饭是我辛苦劳碌赚来的，我为什么要还要求啊？
And you shouldn't have the attitude that this is our bread, this is our food, is from my own sweat, and this is how I've gotten it.
至少有三个条件是主给你的。
And at least there are three components that defines that the Lord gave it to you.
第一，你的健康。
First is your health.
你生病了，你就完蛋了。
If you're sick, it's all over.
第二，有你的聪明才智。
Second, you have your intelligence.
主如果、yeah. 主如果你一出生就是个植物人，你怎么赚？
God did not give you all of that at birth, then what would happen?
还有第三就是机会。
And third is opportunity.
我们有健康、有才智、有机会，我们才有才能够赚到钱。
We have to have health. We have to have a mind of intelligence. We have to have the opportunity. Otherwise, we would not be able to earn our bread.
我开车已经开了二十多年，我从来不敢讲半句骄傲的话。我怕上帝他的小指头一放松，我就完蛋。
When I've been driving for many, many years, but I don't want to, cannot be bragging about it, because if God would just let loose his little finger of help with me, I would be ended.
所以主教在他的主导文当中还教导我们为今日的饮食求，这是表明一种谦卑依靠神的态度。
And so this prayer is a prayer of humble attitude, that we are humble before our Lord.
若是不然，你为什么在吃饭的时候要谢呢？你求了才有谢，对不对？求他，他给你才会谢啊！不然的话，哎，主啊，主啊，今天我吃饭都是我自己赚来的，请你也跟我一起吃好了。
When you offer your prayers a grace for dinner, that is your attitude. It is, I'm not saying that I've earned all of this so I can have my food to eat, but it is thank you, Lord, because I've asked you for the food and you've given to me.
那么主还说，哦，谢谢你请我一起吃饭。那谁谢谁呀、啊？是不是？啊、，OK。
Otherwise, we would just be inviting the Lord to come to dinner, and the Lord would just have to thank you for the dinner.
主说不要为衣食求，乃是指着追求来说的。
And so the Lord says, we are not to worry about these.
追求。不要为这些吃的穿的。
We don't want to worry about. We don't want to think about these food and our clothing in the sense that we should not seek after those things.
Yeah. 我们所要追求的是什么呢？
And so what are we to be seeking after?
大家都会背那节圣经，是不是？
We should be able to memorize that verse now.
你们要先求什么？我的国和我的义。
You have to seek after his kingdom and his righteousness.
你看，这个求不是 ask, 不是 pray, 这个求是 seek after, 就是 pursue, 就是一种追求。
And this kind of is a seeking after, going after it.
Yeah.美国一句话说 "Go for it!" 哇，为那个来努力。
Americans like to have a short expression "Go for it, strive for it."
Yeah, 台湾话说啊，都给怕变，都爱变才赢。
Strive hard for it.
Yeah, 我们为国度应该这样怕变，应该这样 "Go for it."
And in the God's kingdom, we should indeed go for it.
我们对世上的事看得淡一点就好。
And we can see the things of the world in a dimmer way.
有衣有食就可以知足了。
And we have life, we have food and clothing, and we should be content.
但是对天国的荣耀、天国的降临，我们要不遗余力的、努力的人才得到。
with the matters of the kingdom of heaven, we should strive hard, we should work hard, we should go for it.
多花点时间祷告。
Spend more time in prayer.
多花点时间读圣经。
More time in reading the Bible.
多花点时间传福音。
More time in preaching the gospel.
多把你的生命投资在永恒的国度里。
Using our lives to invest in the eternal things.
你要努力。努力的人才能够进天国。
To work hard to enter the kingdom of heaven.
也许你说，哎，不是说信耶稣就可以上天堂吗？怎么又变了？你们是传道人最爱变来变去的。
He said, "Well, how come you change? I thought that is to, when you're saved, you go into the kingdom of heaven. How come you say working?"
现在请看下面最后一段。
So that's the
得救与得赏。
And so this is talking about salvation versus reward.
这件事情一定要交代清楚。
Let's have a clear understanding of this.
我们的上帝，他的本性是慈爱、恩典，也是公义、信实的。
Our Lord indeed is a gracious God, full of grace and mercy, and faithfulness.
但是他也是公义的、公平的。
But he also is a God of justice. He is a just God.
所以神跟神赐给我们的。有两方面的恩典。
And so God, when He gives this to us, He gives us two aspects of His grace.
得救完全没有条件。
And salvation has no conditions.
你只要接受就是你的。
Once you accept it, it is yours.
你不接受没办法。
If you don't accept it, it's of course not.
我们所说的信，相信的信，不是功劳，不是条件，乃是接受。
The faith that we talk about is not a condition, but it is accepting. It is just receiving it from the Lord.
不要条件。
No condition.
不管什么人
no kind, not, depending, doesn't depend on any kind of person.
甚至不管你罪有多大
no matter what sort of sin you have,
接受救恩
you accept the salvation,
求告主名
you call upon the name of the Lord,
就必得救
you will be saved.
但是
but,
我们的神也是公义的
but the Lord is a just God.
有的人信了马马虎虎
I've just believed and they are very wishy-washy.
有的人信主以后很热心很忠心为主
Others believe and they are very faithful. They work hard for the Lord.
然后将来结果完全一样
And at the end it's exactly the same.
你会服气吗
Would you feel comfortable about that?
你会觉得公平吗
Will you feel that that's just?
我举个例子
Let me give you an example.
假如一个父亲
There's a father.
有五个孩子
And there's five children.
三个很乖两个不乖
Three are very,
very
obedient. The other two are not.
啊，父母亲开饭，乖不乖一样吃的。
And so the food that the father lays on the table, no matter whether you're obedient or not obedient, you eat the same.
要开学了，交学费了，啊，小孩子小的时候，父母都要替他交的。
And when the children are small and they go to school, the father gives the money for all of them to go to school.
说不定那个不乖的孩子学费还贵一点呢，因为他公立学校考不取，只好读私立的。
And so maybe the one that's not so obedient, it's actually more expensive since they can't go to public schools, has to pay for the private schools.
只要是他的，只要是父母的儿女，就是白白的恩典。
And because they are the children of the father, and so this is freely given as grace.
但是爸爸出国回来了。
But then the father goes overseas to study, comes back.
他有一些奖品。
And he has a certain rewards.
五个孩子当中最乖的有奖品。
And he gives the rewards to those who are the most obedient.
谁读书读得好的有奖品。
Those who are studying and have the best results, he gives them the rewards.
那个乖的孩子就有了，不乖的孩子就没有了。
And one who is disobedient doesn't have it.
那个不乖的可以来示威游行吗？
And so, well, the one who's disobedient, well, he then say protest, and he wants to.
Papa, 我是你的孩子，为什么我没有奖品？
And so he could he come to his father and says, "I'm your son too. How come I don't get a reward?"
爸爸说，我早已经讲过了。
I said this before already. The father would say,
吃饭、穿衣、住房子、交学费，这一切大家一样，但是奖品是给那个配的人得的。
He would say that the food, the lodging, the school, everything I have given you absolutely freely, but rewards are different.
那个乖孩子觉得很感恩，很高兴，受鼓励。那个不乖的孩子也没话讲。
And the obedient one, he's encouraged, and the disobedient one, he doesn't have anything to say.
我们的上帝是一位最好的父亲。
Our Father is a very, very the best father.
如果论恩典，他用 他的日头照好人也照坏人，降雨给义人也给不义的人，对不对？
The sun shines on those who are righteous and unrighteous. The rain falls on the righteous and unrighteous.
神爱世人，只要是人，他都爱。
God loves all of men. If it is just as long as you are a human man, humankind, God loves us all.
耶稣舍命做多人的赎价，包括最坏的人，包括最反抗他的人。
And when Christ died on the cross, He died for all, including all sinners and even those who are the most against Him.
大家都信主，大家都可以得救。
We all be, can be believers, we can be saved.
但是得救以后,
But when we are saved,
你是天国的 citizen, 你却没有 citizenship, 你没有好好的做一个天国的国民。
You are a citizen, but you don't have the citizenship, you don't have, you have not become a good citizen of that country.
你不想天上的事, 专想地上的事。
You don't think about the things of heaven, but you only think about the things of the earth.
你不讲天上的语言文化, 你专门对地上的事有兴趣。
You talk, don't talk about, don't talk using the culture and the language of heaven, but that of the earth.
神，主耶稣教我们祷告说，愿神的国降临。你说管他的，但愿我的生意能够早点开张。
And you pray and you said, may the heaven, kingdom of heaven come on this earth. And he said, forget it. I am more interested in my own business.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，有的教会甚至于都只是爱自己的教会，而不管神的国度。
And indeed, even some churches that are concentrating on their own little church and they ignore the kingdom of heaven.
现在有一种的口号叫教会国度化。
And there is an expression that the church should become kingdomized, something like that.
就说教会应该有国度的眼光和国度的心胸。
And that is to say, the church should have the breadth of vision to understand the kingdom.
我们为什么要举办一些联合的教会的之间的 interchurch 的这些活动呢？
Why is it that we have these interchurch kinds of activities?
就是要我们大家的眼光放大，心胸放大，知道说神的国是非常伟大的。
And so that we can have a breadth of vision to understand that God's kingdom is much greater in purpose.
好叫我们的忠心不仅是忠心于自己的教会，也忠心于国度，忠心于天国的君王，就是主耶稣。
And so we're not faithful just to our own church, but to be faithful to the heavenly kingdom and to the Lord Jesus himself.
假如我们有好的行为，我们就可以得赏赐。
And if we have a good conduct and a life, we would have our rewards.
我们信主就可以白白得救，得到一个做神儿女的身份。
And when we are believers, we freely receive that salvation that God has given to us.
这个是不靠行为的。
This is not dependent on our works.
但是我们信主以后一定要有好的行为。
But after we become a Christian, we need to have a good conduct of our lives.
热心追求跟不热心不一样的。
If you are enthusiastically, fervently serving the Lord and those that are not, there is a difference.
多多读圣经，看爱慕主的话，跟那些从来不读圣经的人是完全不同的。
And those who seek after studying the word of God versus those who do not, there's a big difference.
我们得救以前不靠行为，我们得救以后很注重行为。
Before we become a believer, that is just salvation, is not dependent on our works. But when we become a believer, the works are very important.
我们有了好的行为，就会有赏赐。
And when we have good works, we will be rewarded.
其中一个赏赐就是当主耶稣再来建立他的千年国的时候，我们可以与他一同作王，掌权，享荣耀。
And one of the promises in the Bible is when the God comes, Christ comes in the millennium, we will be reigning as kings with the Lord.
哦，想想看，一千年的国度比起现在几十年的生活人生是哪个长哪个短呢？
In the millennium, the thousand year kingdom, which is longer, that thousand year millennium or our tens of years here on this earth.
Oh, 但愿我们不但做儿女，也与基督一同做王。
And so not only are we to be children, I trust and hope that we will become kings with the Lord.
我年轻的时候很喜欢那首诗歌，其中有两句这样说的。
And there's two phrases in a very favorite song I knew from childhood.
他说，凡肯与主在世同苦，也必同荣在天。
There's a phrase which says that to suffer the Lord on earth We look forward to being reigning with the Lord in heaven.
我们为着神的国拼命的时候，努力的时候，有很多的冲突，有很多的征战，要付很多的代价，这都是事实的。
Lots of struggle, lots of difficulties in life as we serve the Lord. These are all true.
今天在铁幕后面，在共产集权的压迫之下的许多教会，许多的弟兄姊妹，他们受的苦难，付的代价。如果有一天我们这些坐着花轿上天堂的人跟他们一同做王，我请问你这个帽子这个冠冕戴在头上，自己也不好意思吧，对不对？
For those, all those who suffered under communism, under the Iron Curtain, and all those people who struggled and their lives, and then they went to heaven, and if you go to heaven with them and you wear the same crown as they, you would be, we would be ashamed of ourselves.
Oh.弟兄姊妹，我真是鼓励你们到中国大陆去看一看那些地下教会的弟兄姊妹，那些传道人，他们为着主的国度，他们所付的生命的代价，哎呀，我们真是感觉到惭愧到无地自容。
When we go into China and we see all these faithful Christians, ministers who serve the Lord under such difficult circumstances, we see them and we are ashamed.
我告诉各位，很太过舒服自由的生活会使我们腐化的。
To relax lifestyle in this society where we're complacent, we can make us decay.
我们一方面感谢主给我们自由、平安、富足。
On the one hand, we thank the Lord for giving us peace and comfort and the freedom.
但是另外一方面，千万别忘主耶稣的国度越过越快要降临了。
But yet, let us remember that the kingdom of heaven is coming very, very soon.
我们有没有预备好呢？
Are we prepared, ready to come to receive it?
这个末世的现象已经越来越厉害了。
The end times and its manifestations are very close.
连自然这个地球物理的科学家都告诉我们，这个地球真是已经越过越接近毁灭的这个地步。
Even the physical scientists would think that the Earth is going onto a destructive direction.
我看过一些科学的报道说，我们能够耕种的土地越来越缩小了。
Even the scientific reports tell us the arable land, the land that we can plant vegetation, is getting less and less.
我们那个能够喝的水也是越来越少了。
Even the water supply is getting more and more precious.
这个臭大气层的这个臭氧层破洞的事，大家早都知道了。
And we all know about the ozone layer and its holes up there.
气候的这个不正常的变化，大家也都已经感觉到了。
And all the atmospheric disturbances we already can feel.
这个生态学，这个生活的这个环境的这个许多的破坏，许多失去平衡的情况，我们稍微读过一点报章杂志的人都晓得的，对不对？
And we know about the lack of equilibrium in the whole ecological system in the entire world, and we know about it from reading in the newspapers.
医药虽然这样的发达，可是越来越多的那些怪病绝症是我们没办法的。
And all these medical and health advances, and still we see all these new kinds of diseases that are very unusual.
其中更糟糕的就是人口的爆炸所带来的许多许多的后遗症。
And we see all the results of the population explosion all over us.
就是这个垃圾的问题就是一个大问题，大都市的许多大都市是很头痛的问题。
And even the matter of rubbish and garbage and all those things that in the world that we try to get rid of, this has become a big problem.
还有许多科技的工厂所流出来的废物、废水的处理也是个太头痛的问题。
And all the waste that come out, that are pollutants that are polluting our system, this is really a big headache.
而且地球的温度慢慢升高，北极、南极的那个冰山慢慢融化，海水的高涨。都是叫我们感觉到受到威胁的事情。
So as the entire atmospheric temperature rises and the snow caps are melting and the waters of the oceans are rising.
不要想说，哎呀，我住在美国，大概轮不到我吧，不会那么倒霉吧。
And you think, well, maybe we're living in North America, this won't happen to us, it won't be so bad.
主耶稣说的话，人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾难就临到了。
And the Lord Jesus says that at the time when we think of everything is peaceful, then the disaster comes.
要警醒祷告啊，免得入了迷惑。
Awake and pray because you otherwise you would be in confusion.
要谨慎自守啊，免得被世俗的风吹走了。
Be faithful to the end, otherwise you would be blown away by the doctrines of this world.
要多多预备自己。
And to prepare yourself more and more.
做忠心的仆人。
To be a faithful servant.
做聪明的童女。
To be a wise virgin.
被圣灵充满。
To be filled by the Spirit.
努力的工作
to strive and work hard.
预备自己
to prepare yourself.
成为一个迎接主再来的人
to receive the kingdom of heaven.
当国度降临实现的时候
and when the kingdom of heaven comes and is realized.
当这地上的国都成为过去的时候
and when all the countries of this world are past.
当主基督耶稣再回到地上掌权的时候
When Christ Jesus comes to earth and will become the reign, to reign on this earth
有的人是抱头鼠窜说大山小山啊赶快倒在我的身上把我遮盖起来吧
Some people will cry in pain and will cover their heads and say that the whole mountains are falling on me
但是也有的人挺身昂首好高兴主啊欢迎你回来
But others will have raised up their hands to welcome the Lord as he returns
你会在哪一个 group 当中呢
Which group will you be in?
哦，我的弟兄姊妹，今天是最后一堂的信息。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the last message of this seminar series.
我自己也在这样的信息面前恐惧战兢。
And as I preach this message, I also am fearful.
有一天，主对有的人说：“你虽然奉我的名传道、医病、赶鬼，但是我不认识你们，因为你们是作恶的。”
And there's an expression that Jesus said, "Those of you who are preaching all over the country, and yet I do not recognize you, leave me."
哇，那一天我们要吸气，好多人看的是教会领袖的，都不能进到国度的荣耀里去。
And yet, we will also see that all the many people that we consider to be leaders of the church at that time, they will not enter into the kingdom in, as a citizen.
却有很多暗中真心爱主、为国度而活着、而预备自己的人，荣荣耀耀的进去了。
And yet, those who are silently striving and working for the kingdom of heaven, those will go into the kingdom of heaven in great glory.
人的话非常的有限。
Man's words are very limited.
我在这篇讲纲里面有预备了七方面来讲到国度的意义的。
And there are seven aspects of the kingdom of heaven that I've described here in this booklet.
我们都没有办法有时间来充分的解释它。
We really don't have enough time to adequately explain this.
不过都有圣经节。
But there are all these Bible verses listed there.
可以留给弟兄姊妹回去做专题的查经。
Please study when you go home.
哦，我们要追求一个永恒的国度。
We are to pursue after the glorious kingdom.
我们要追求一个荣耀的国度。
A glorious kingdom.
我们要追求主耶稣基督的国度。
We want to go after the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是属天的。
It is from heaven.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
是永不朽坏的。
It will never be decayed.
当主耶稣来的时候。
When Jesus comes back,
我们的身体也改变性质
our, Lord, our body will be transformed in its characteristics
必朽坏的变成不朽坏的
Those that are corrupted will become incorruptible
羞辱的变成荣耀的
And those that are shameful will become glorious
我们会被提与主在天相遇
We'll be taken up into the heavens to meet the Lord
亲爱的各位那时候我们的灵与魂与体就完完全全的无可指责了
Spirit, our soul, and our body will be blameless before Him.
曾经这两天也有人问我，我们的身体怎么能够完全呢
？And someone asked me whether our body, how can it become perfect?
只有等到主耶稣再来。
Only when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
在国度里面
，in the kingdom of heaven,
我们的身体都要变成永不朽坏的、荣耀的、属灵的身体了。
In that time, our body will become incorruptible, glorious, a shameless body.
那时候也不要再戴眼镜了，也不要再配假牙了。
At that time, we don't need spectacles anymore, false teeth anymore.
那个时候也不需要买 insurance 了。
No more insurance policies.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you and praise.
荣耀的国度就在我们前面。
The glorious kingdom is just before us.
你喜欢吗？
Do you want it?
你向往吗？
Well, are you aspiring to
你渴慕吗？
Do you really seek after it?
我们不是专我们不是入沉沦的那等人。
We are not those who are destined for destruction.
我们再来读这两节经文好不好？腓立比书第三章。
Let's read Philippians chapter 3 once again.
我们不是退后入沉沦的那般人。
We are not those who are backsliding and going into destruction.
第二十节二十一节。
verse 20 and 21.
我们听过信息以后，我们应该更有信心的，也带着更大的兴奋来读，来宣告这样的经文。
We should be even more enthusiastic to proclaim this Bible verse.
我们一起先用中文，再用英文读一遍。
In Chinese and then in English.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Verse 20 and 21. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory, by the exertion of the power that he has, even to subject all things to himself.
我们一起再来唱44面的主必快来这首诗歌。
Let's sing hymn 44, The Lord Will Return.
主必快来，黑夜已深，白昼将近。如果你喜欢唱英文的也可以。
Sing in Chinese or English as you desire.
第一节，黑夜已深，白昼将近，荣耀盼望使我欢喜，奇妙信息主快再来，主为我万之王，万主之主，主必快来，主必快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来。我在早晨，我万物或夜深，我知主快再来。第二节，姐妹，时间，弟兄，思想，思想其中的意义。一起来，主必快来，主必快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来。我在早晨，我人无我夜深，我知主快再来。弟兄唱第三节，
再见，再见。一时天上金门打开，主必来亲身如你快着过，
一起
主必再来，主必快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来。在早晨，我正午或夜深，我知主快再来。
我们听琴弹一遍副歌以后，我们大家起立来唱最后一节。
We'll allow the pianist to play just the chorus, and then we'll sing all together, rising up.
我们带着欢喜快乐的心，用诗歌来催促主快一点再来，我们快一点进入他的天国里面去。第四节，来，
我们活着存留信徒，将要被听与主相见，所存盼望彼得赏赐，不我们要互荣换为全面。主必快来，主必快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来。我在早晨，我正午或夜深，我知主快再来。
这边来，
主我 疲，no， 副歌啊，主疲快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来，在早晨或正午或夜深，我知主快再来。
我们最后再唱一遍副歌，用慢一点很肯定的很确实的这一种的态度和声音来唱，
主必快来，主必快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来，在早晨或正午或夜深，我知主快再来。
我们大家一同开口祷告，向我们所爱的主说，我愿你快来。大家一起开口祷告。
With our mouth and let's open our mouth together and let's all pray together.